The spoken word.
Greetings and welcome to Heirloom Radio. I'm your host, John Lovering, inviting you to join me on this podcast radio show into the magical realm of theater on the radio, where through the use of voices, sound effects, and music, they practice the art of deception by attempting to use your imagination to create pictures in your mind. Now, audio theater is to your ears what pulling a rabbit out of a hat is to your eyes. You see, it is really all about the art of deception. And if you permit audio theater to involve your imagination, they can take you on some pretty interesting adventures. Working together, they can make you laugh, they can make you a little nervous, they can bring tears to your eyes. They can scare you, they can make you say, aha. They can turn you into a detective trying to solve a crime. They can ride a horse through the Old West or climb aboard a rocket ship and launch you into the world of science fiction. Your imagination is a very powerful part of your brain, and here at Heirloom Radio, I would like to borrow it for the show I am going to feature on this track.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the kitchen of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. She's removing her hat and overcoat because she's just returned from a downtown shopping expedition, and, here's somebody else arriving home, Mr. Rush Gook. Listen.
Why don't you wait for me when I holler?
I wasn't going to stand out in the alley and freeze to death.
I'd have walked home with you.
Oh, walked home with me. From the garbage box to the house, about 10 feet. I'd have to be awful hard up for your company to do that.
It kind of embarrassed me. There I was talking with Leroy Snow. I see my mother up ahead. I holler for her to wait. She spurns me. I wouldn't be surprised if what Leroy got the impression I'm a nincompoop around the place.
You are. When'd you get home from school?
Just now.
Well, didn't you come home and then go away again?
No. After seventh-hour classes, a bunch of us went down to the gym to shoot baskets.
Well, that's funny. The door was unlocked.
You probably forgot to lock it when you left to go downtown.
I did not. I put the key back of the bucket on the wash bench.
Maybe Gov's here.
Vic? No, I don't think so. It's only a few minutes past four, and he said...
Yeah?
There he is, upstairs.
Yes, eh?
I just hollered to see if you were home, is all.
I'll be down in just a second.
I presume... Hey, what's that stuff?
Where?
Beside the sink.
I don't know.
Looks like clothes.
Well, what's underneath there?
Box, I guess. Looks like a typewriter case.
Don't bother my things beside the sink, kiddo. When do you expect Rush home?
He's home now.
Oh, that's fine. I'm liable to need them.
There's an instrument case, Mom.
Doctors?
No, musicians. This box has probably got an oboe in it or a
Miss
flute.
Miss Applerot phoned a few minutes ago.
Did she? What'd she want?
I never said. She's going to call again around supper time. Oh, here you are, Sam.
Well.
Hello. Stick close to the premises unless you have other arrangements. Chances are I'll want you to run an errand.
What's that box thing beside the sink?
You'd never guess in the wide, wide world. Kiddo.
Uh-huh.
What you going to do this evening?
Nothing that I know of. Why?
What you going to do this evening, George?
I have to usher for the band concert in the high school auditorium.
That right?
Me and seven other guys got the job ushering.
Well, look. When you're doing your ushering, just cast your eyes up on the stage and take a glance at the brass section.
Why?
You'll see your father sitting there playing the cornet.
Oh.
There's my cornet. There's my band uniform.
What you talking about? I think your father's got some loose bananas in the beans.
Sounds like it.
I'm not fooling you one bit, kiddo. I'm playing first cornet of the band tonight. I trust you'll be there to applaud. Rush, will you open yonder instrument case and extract there from my trusty horn?
Sure.
Also, fetch the uniform that's there on top and lay it on the table.
Okay.
Whose stuff is that?
The cornet and the band uniform are both the property of L.W. Sloan.
What you doing with them?
This evening at the high school, I'm going to wear the uniform and blow the horn. I'd advise you to get a snappy front seat. Adolf, usher your mother to a choice location tonight.
This looks like a high-class cornet.
It is. Cost L.W. Sloan $100. Be careful you don't drop it or tarnish it. No, kiddo, here's the way it is. L.W. Sloan's sick and can't be in the concert. Ed Weeney, he's the leader, you know, phoned me up at the office this afternoon and asked if I'd take Sloan's place. There ain't any too many guys in the band, see, and he wants the outfit to look as big as it possibly can. So I dropped by Sloan's house and picked up the uniform and the cornet. He and I are about the same size. That's why I was asked.
But you can't play any cornet.
I know it.
Well, then what's the idea?
I'm just going to pretend to play it. Hold it up to my mouth and work the plungers up and down. There won't be anybody know the difference.
How crazy.
No. I'm doing the band boys a good turn. See, they want to put up as good an appearance as they possibly can. They want every chair filled and every instrument used. I told Edwini I'd be glad to help out. The band is a community project, and as a good citizen, I can do no less than... Hand it here once, I...
Sure is shiny and nice.
You betcha.
What tunes are you going to play?
My music's there in the case. Get it, will you?
Well, you've never even tooted a horn before, have you?
Uh-uh. Don't even know how.
And you're going to sit up there on the stage in front of everybody with that gold-braided suit on and act like you're tooting?
Sure.
Ridiculous.
No, it's not.
You'll throw the other fellas off their music.
I'm not going to really blow this, you understand? There won't be a sound out of me. All I'll do is puff out my cheeks and work these button things up and down.
Here's your band pieces, guys.
Oh, thanks. See what we're going to play, kiddo?
Mm-hmm.
These are my cornet parts. I play these notes written along this page. What's this first note, you know, Rush?
B flat, I guess. Not sure.
B flat, C safe. I start out with B flat. What's B flat sound like, son?
Oh, B. Play it on your horn once.
I can't.
You're some cornet player.
The people that patronize the high school auditorium tonight will think I'm as good enough cornet player. They'll see me getting red in the face from blowing and my fingers pumping these do-funnies up and down like a house of fire.
What if the audience hollers for a solo?
In that case, I'll probably be exposed and get tired and feathered and run out of town. Look at the selections we're going to render, kiddo. The Green Dragon March. Hunkelman Academy Salute. Three Little Girls Tripping to School. Bright Birds in the Forest. Rhapsody in F-sharp Major. Clark Street Stump. Whole smear of high-class tunes. Rush, how's this number start out?
I haven't had to read any music since I left Edward's school, girl. Forgot all I ever knew about it.
Well, you can figure out the notes, can't you?
Well, this first one's A, I think.
Well, how's she sound?
A.
Well, what's the next one?
C.
Let's hear it.
C.
Wonder how you make it go on this horn. Maybe if I fiddle around it a little, I could... I bet the middle doojigger makes C.
You don't expect to learn to play your cornet by tonight, do you?
No, but I might pick up a few tricks.
Oh, Vic, I don't like this at all.
Why?
Oh, you making a spectacle of yourself.
I'm not going to make any spectacle of myself.
Sitting in the band all dressed up in gold braid pretending you're playing music.
Well, the audience won't know I'm pretending.
Fred and Ruthie are going to this concert tonight. And Miss Apparat, and Miss Brighton, everybody.
So what?
Well, they know you can't play a horn.
I repeat, so what?
They'll think they're seeing nightmares. Mr. Gook that can't carry a tune in a bushel basket out of a clear sky playing in the band.
Once again, I ask, so what?
Well, I'll feel like a fool.
Why?
People will stare at me.
Oh.
Won't everybody bombard me with questions while I'm ushering? I never knew your father played the cornet. How long has he been in the band?
They'll ask me that, too.
That's okay. Let them ask.
Well, what'll I tell them? That my husband's just making out like he's tooting?
Anybody gets vulgarly curious, change the subject. Say, wasn't that last selection peachy, Miss Applewright? Band music goes right down to my toes, Mr. Larts.
It's crazy, Vic.
No, now listen. They need somebody to help fill up the stage and give the band a bigger look. I'm being a nice fella to help them out. Because I kind of like the idea of wearing a uniform.
You'll make yourself ridiculous.
How?
Oh, just well.
On the contrary, I expect to cut quite a fancy figure. I'll sit upright in my chair, study my music with a strong, manly eye.
Oh, your music.
Sure, my music.
Besides, it's dishonest.
What is?
Letting on like you're playing pieces on a horn when really you're not making a sound.
Oh, shucks.
Why, Ruthie and them will faint.
Fine.
If you're determined to do this, why don't you just lay the cornet in your lap?
While the other guys are playing, you mean?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't I be a hot-looking musician?
Be better than cheating.
Oh, cheating.
It's nothing but cheating.
Oh, forget it, kiddo. I probably won't be arrested for this cheating I'm going to do. What's that selection you got there, Rush?
The Dance of the Primroses.
I believe that's along about the middle of the program. Very pretty piece. See, say it. All the notes I play?
You don't know them notes from beans.
Perhaps not, but those who come to hear the band concert will think I'm throwing in frills by the dozen. Ed Reaney's going to show me how to hold the cornet tonight. Give me tips about pushing down the valves and all that. Occasionally I'll lean over and study my music real hard, like I'm not sure whether the next note's a flat or a sharp. Catch that?
Oh, my.
Bill, what's this first one?
I call it D.
How's she go?
D.
D.
A little higher. D.
D?
Yeah.
See, kiddo? It's not hard to play the cornet.
Which concludes another brief interlude, the small house halfway up in the next block.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/heirloomradio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.